eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. I am Dave Biddle. I am joined by Matt Baxendale. All right, let's get into the Buckeyes that are staying and going backs. Haskell Garrett is back. Mea culpa. Last week on the show, exactly a week ago, you said there was a chance Haskell Garrett would stay, and I said, come on. This is a guy that's like first-team All-American, got shot in the face. He's a senior. It's not even like he's a junior. He's a senior. Yeah, he could come back. Why would he come back? Thank God I was wrong on that, and thank goodness that you were right. I shouldn't even say you were right. Not like you were predicting it. I don't give you too much credit, but you said there was a possibility. I'm just thrilled Haskell Garrett's coming back.
So you're saying there's a chance. Oh, man, I did not expect this. I cannot claim credit for this whatsoever. There was not a scoop from me on that. Good Lord. But I am thrilled that's how it's happening. You never would have expected this from Haskell Garrett coming back after the year he had. I mean, like you said, a first-team All-American at defensive tackle. I figured the Samoan connection was going to leave town together, and it looks like they're not. So this is huge for next year. And honestly, it tells you a lot about the culture that's continued under Ryan Day at Ohio State when you have Garrett and all these other guys coming back for another year that they're passing up on the NFL. Because let's face it, Garrett would have been probably at worst a third rounder, is my opinion, this year. At worst. If he had tested well, it might have even been higher. And I know that Tommy Togiai going pro is going to be – he's going to break the bench press record in all likelihood and move himself way up in the draft. But, like, you had Garrett, who was a high draft pick, and now he's staying. And then after that, we've got a lot of other guys who are staying too that, frankly, would have been higher draft picks. And it's going to do a lot for Ohio State next year. Days like this are what won Alabama a national championship this year, a year ago, where Devontae Smith and all those other guys came back.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did anybody in particular, I'm guessing it's Olave, but did anybody in particular surprise you either way?
Olave was a shock to me. I was pretty surprised Thayer Munford stayed too, to be honest. I think if you looked at what Ohio State had coming back at left tackle, you know, Paris Johnson and DeJuan Jones, Thanos himself, you know, I don't think OSU would have been too concerned about depth. That was one of those ones where it seemed like the natural attrition was for him to move on. And there was a lot of talk about him being a second, third round pick or whatever. I don't think he gave up a single sack this year. So I don't know how much higher his stock could get. So him coming back was a bit of a surprise. Olave was a shocker to me. And I think we need to talk about Olave, because Olave would not be coming back if he thought the quarterbacks behind him weren't going to step in and play immediately at an extraordinarily high level. Like, I'm thrilled to have CO2 back, but like, Dave, the first thing I thought the moment I saw the Olave news was, okay, he thinks at least one of these quarterbacks is a dude, like a straight up dude, which means we're in good shape for next year. This isn't, hey, we got to replace a top five pick in the NFL draft, a quarterback crap sort of year. It means Chris Olave, whose entire NFL potential is based upon one of these guys being able to get him the ball frequently, thinks that they're capable of doing it. That says volumes to me more than anything else right there.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming a mile away that Olave would come back. I'm thrilled. I am thrilled. Even if you're going to say, well, you know, and it is, it's another great year for wide receiver talent in the NFL draft. I don't think it's as good as last year because last year was off the charts, but it's still really, really good. But if you're going to say, well, he would have been a second round pick, like it, this is not 20 years ago where it was like you have to be a first round pick or you're probably not going to go. Like now it's like if dudes are really good and they feel like they're going to be no worse than the third round pick, a lot of times they're going to bolt. And he's had concussion issues. I'm thrilled that Chris Olave is coming back. All right, let's get into some of the other D tackles. We already talked about Haskell Garrett. So Antoine Jackson's coming back for a sixth year, not his sixth year at Ohio State, but a sixth year altogether, including Auburn, Community College, Ohio State. So Antoine Jackson's coming back. Tommy Togiai not coming back. That's the one disappointment. I shouldn't even call it a disappointment. I'm really happy for Big Tom. I've been touting him maybe more than anybody. I've always said, like, he's underrated. And now I'm like, man, maybe I shouldn't have, like, been talking him up so much. No, I'm kidding. But I'm really happy for Big Tom. I would have loved to see him come back. But he's probably doing the right thing. He's a guy that is probably going to be drafted very high. Your thoughts on Antoine Jackson coming back and Big Tom leaving?
So, like, obviously you want it to be the other way around, but I think people are underselling Antoine Jackson.
Right.
Like, not to throw shade at the guy, but that's how everybody here is sitting there listening, thinking it. We can say it out loud, right? Of course we would have preferred it to be Togiai, right? But I think a guy like Antoine Jackson, who at one point in time was an extraordinarily high recruit, who has shown flashes of potential, he's one of those dudes you could see have that jump with that extra year, right? Because let's be real. D-tackle is a grown-ass man position. And if you're in your sixth year, you're a grown-ass man, right? So having him as a guy in there with Teron Benson, with Haskell Garrett, with Jerron Cage, you know, that's a formidable D-tackle rotation. And I know Jackson wasn't a game-breaker, and he's kind of been, like, sort of edge-of-third-string guy for the 2 years he's been here. But you're going to need that depth, man. Like, that's a critical position. So, like, I am not going to throw shade at getting a guy like that back. Like, what would you rather have? Especially in a year where we're not worried about roster limitations because of COVID, right? Like, I'd rather have a sixth-year senior defensive tackle who was a five-star recruit at one point versus the kid who's an 18-year-old five-star recruit and hoping he gets plugged in. Like, Jackson's experience is going to matter. OSU's experience level as a team next year is going to matter. And by the way, if we're on the D-tackle front and we're talking about the D-line, getting Tyreek Smith back, which, not a surprise, is still a really big deal.
Huge.
That's a guy next year who I could see blossoming into a first rounder.
Huge.
Yep. And if we get Clemson Tyreek all year, look the F out, Big Ten and country, because, oh boy, that guy got really good as the year went on.
I love that you brought that up. I mean, absolutely huge that he came back. And he's one of those guys where if he would have left, Buckeye fans would be like, what's he doing? And then, like, they would have looked up a few years, maybe not as a rookie, but a few years later, Tyreek Smith would have been a guy doing damage in the NFL. I agree. It's huge that he's coming back. Tyreek Smith coming back. Zach Harrison hopefully will step up and actualize his potential. Javonte Jean-Baptiste, Tyler Friday. You know, let's keep it going. Jack Sawyer coming in as a true freshman.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're forgetting a certain important one there from Ohio.
I'll never forget my local Ohio boys. Trust me. I'm even thinking of Gabe Powers the next year. I love when there's these big local Ohio, like Central Ohio boys. I'm not shy about my bias. Yeah, Reed Carico. He's not a Central Ohio boy, but as Jay Book likes to call him, he's a river rat.
No, he's a
down there in Ironton. Southern Ohio boy down, as Jay Book likes to say, a river rat. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Jay Book is from Portsmouth, so he's allowed to say that. But
I can say river rat. I lived in Wheeling, okay? So it's the same thing.
Okay, good. Good, good.
Yeah, you're in safe company here. Okay.
I lived in Beaver Creek. I don't know if that counts. I don't think that's quite a river rat. A suburb of Dayton is not quite the Ohio River, but
it's a family-ish program, so I'm biting my tongue on beaver jokes.
Yeah, Reed Carico, by the way. I mean, not to get off topic. Actually, to get off topic. Yeah, he's got a little Katzenmoyer in him. You know, and I know high praise, hello, but Reed Carico's got some Katzenmoyer in him, and I could not give a young linebacker any more praise than that, especially an Ohio linebacker going to Ohio State. All right, let's switch gears. Speaking of the defense, though, there's a lot of smoke. Greg Madison could be retiring. No disrespect to Madison. I think this is actually a good thing for Ohio State if it happens. I feel like they need another set of eyes backs to go along with Kerry Combs. Greg Madison, great guy, great coach. But if they can bring in like a young co-defensive coordinator to match with Kerry Combs, sign me up for that. Again, for the listeners out there, this is not a done deal or anything. Greg Madison has not announced he's retiring, but there's a lot of smoke that he will. I will give a shout out to Letterman Rowe. They were the first to report that Greg Madison could be considering a retirement. Austin Ward is the first to report that. If that happens, I actually think it's a good development for Ohio State. What do you make of that, Bax?
Well, first of all, we here at Bucknuts like to credit whoever gets the report first, because there's been literally hundreds of times where we had the first report and ESPN or somebody else runs with it and pretends that from a Buckeye fan site, like, get the hell out of here. Come on. So yeah, credit whoever reports it first. Anyways, tangent done. So here's the deal with Madison. I'm not going to throw any shade at the dude. He comes to OSU and he takes two straight defenses to the playoffs. But you remember when Luke was struggling back in 2013 in a situation exactly like this as the defensive coordinator, where you knew the dude had the front seven down. He was a front seven guy, but he had a lot of trouble calling the correct pass schemes. And the Fickell Withers connection just wasn't coming together. So what did Urban do at the time? He went out and he got a really bright mind to parallel Fickell, sort of as the yin to his yang in terms of defensive strengths. And they went together nicely with Chris Ash and Luke Fickell as co-coordinators together, right? And what did Ohio State do? They went out and won a championship. So I think a yin and yang situation to help Kerry Combs, like you said, a younger guy who's maybe a little more versed in scheme, because let's face it, Combs has always been a position coach. And every single person who at this time last year went, well, he hasn't really been a D coordinator. Like, how do we feel about this? Some of your concerns were very well validated this year. 122nd in the country, if we're being blunt, is beyond unacceptable. So something has to change on that front. So bringing in somebody with a good mind to be able to schematically help the secondary not sit back and look tentative and attack the football, and help Kerry figure this stuff out in terms of his own personal growth as a coach, is the best thing forward for Ohio State. Again, Greg Madison did yeoman's work here. He was on the discard pile up in Michigan, who, you know, their hiring practices are hilarious. It's like Jim Harbaugh meets you at like an Orange Julius and hires you like Josh Gattis, or like, you know, he calls his brother and begs him for his worst coach just to help his defense, like their new coordinator. Like, okay, sure, whatever. Like, Madison's a guy who's done this for years and he did a great job at OSU, but you know, he's 71 or two at this point too. And there's a certain point in time where, to quote the newly promoted Anthony Schlegel, you got to have the juice. And, you know, Madison.
Shout out. By the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but thank goodness for saying that. Shout out to Schlegs. Shout out to Schlegs.
Very happy for him.
Congrats. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just really hope Shad Khan doesn't move the Jags to London and make them the Jaguars. Urban and Schlegs in London would be the greatest reality show ever. Those two and Stamp are just walking around confused at all the food and not understanding what people are saying. Sign me up. Like, babe, this is gold. Where's the Big Ten Network when we need it?
I'm sorry I interrupted you, but you're cracking me up. Finish your thought there. I'm sorry I interrupted you with the Schlegs.
So Madison, yeah, he's just, you know, he's 72. It's tough to keep up with it sometimes. That's all I had. It's more fun talking about Schlegel walking around London confused to people.
Oh, God. Somebody runs on the field and Schlegel goes out there and decapitates them. All right, we are going to finish the show making fun of Tennessee. Jeremy Pruitt out. Man, how would Greg Schiano have done there? But regardless, Tennessee, they're getting hammered. Jeremy Pruitt out. They're basically, their entire staff's out. Recruiting violations, Philip Fulmer retiring. What a mess.
Yeah, I really feel like that's a great program for Greg Schiano. You know, I feel like he fits all the boxes you need to really have a coach to turn a program around like that and not get into any, you know, NCAA violations. You know, and Greg Schiano is best known for one thing that Tennessee really is struggling right now, which is coaches that don't put money in McDonald's bags. So, yeah, this couldn't happen to a better fan base. And really the only part about this that doesn't have me beyond gleeful is it should have come side by side with the fact that the recruits they were giving money to in the McDonald's bags went to Georgia. So either they liked money in Chick-fil-A bags or they were getting more money in their Chick-fil-A bags. Let's continue going down the rabbit hole here, folks. Between LSU having an offensive line recruit's dad get like $100,000 of embezzled hospital money to money in McDonald's bags at Tennessee, to recruits who went to Georgia instead. So what are they getting? Like, come on, let's be real here. All right. SEC stands for Southern Excessive Cheating. Let's be honest. We know it goes on. They literally have been proven to have bagmen. This should be like a 5-year bowl ban or something. But the NCAA is beyond toothless, so they're not going to do jack beyond slap them on the wrist. But it couldn't happen to a nicer fan base. Tennessee is the Michigan of the South. Totally irrelevant once the real programs around them got their stuff together. And they can't get any recruits. And then they talk about how awesome they were like in 1934. So good for them. I hope Clay Travis is thrilled about all the tarring and feathering he did on Greg Schiano. No, you bums are not getting Luke Fickell or anybody useful. You're probably not even going to get Tom Herman, who, though he could probably save a lot of money on orange polos, is not coming to Tennessee while he sits and eats his buyout money. So, yeah, this is hilarious. And Tennessee can continue to be irrelevant forever.
Great stuff, as always, from the people's champ, Matt Baxendale. You can catch his column every week on Bucknuts. Each Sunday, it is The Bucket. Thank you very much to Bax. Thank you to all listeners for tuning into the show. Have a great day, Bucknutters.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.